Good morning. My guests this morning are Thomas Chapman and Rebecca Pearson, who will be performing at the Spreckles Performing Arts Center beginning on November 27th, playing through December 20th, a new production of Little Women. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
What is it like for both of you, really? You, Tom, as director, and Rebecca, as a performer, to step back into 1860 and try to interpret Louisa May Alcott?
Well, it's the Civil War era, which is a really interesting time period for America, and it was a really interesting time period for women. And I'm playing Jo March, who's one of the sisters in the March family, and it really is the story of this family whose father is off helping in the Civil War, and just how their family is dealing with what's happening in life around them. Tom has a beautiful vision for the show and for this family, and it's been a lot of fun working on putting that story together.
Excellent. Tom, how do you find yourself here in Sonoma County directing this show? What's your backstory?
Oh, I'm a native San Franciscan, and my parents moved here, and I went to high school at Annalee High School in Sebastopol, and was pulled back by friends from high school to start work at Main Stage West, and directed Gene Ebervia in a show, who then invited me to work at Spreckles. So I keep getting hired in the Bay Area, even though I've lived in Ashland, Oregon at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival and now in Portland, but I keep getting to come home and work in the Bay Area, which is very nice.
What do you see as the important part of this show? Why are we seeing this particular show at the holiday time?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. I think every director has a mindset that they want to bring, some values they want to bring. They're really trying to be fair to everyone. That's the gift Louisa May Alcott was bringing.
Growing up as a
transcendentalist, she was taught by Thoreau and Emerson. They were family friends, and their philosophies go into her writing. And although transcendentalism failed ultimately as a movement, I think because others thought it was a religion, which it wasn't.
Yeah.
Here's Louisa May Alcott, who writes Little Women, that becomes hugely famous, and it has all the same values. Should you remain angry at your sister after she's done something horrible to you for months and years? No. Find a way. So it's about forgiveness, it's about all these things, and ultimately about their family and how their family was slightly different and how they didn't push their values, but they lived by example.
Mm-hmm.
And then wrote this book. And she's the author of, I think, 42 or 50 books.
I didn't realize she was that prolific.
She did. So in the end, you know, she gets her way because she's a popular female writer. She gets these ideas out there that everybody embraces and welcomes, and it teaches children.
Mm-hmm.
She's very powerful. And of course, you know, Christmas is a time of reflection. Autumn is a time of reflection. A lot of the story takes place at Christmas.
We sing a song about Christmas.
They sing a song about keeping Christmas fun and gory so the kids can play in the attic with swords and, you know, girls are equal to boys. And, you know, I think it's during the winter reflective time, that's a wonderful message.
Excellent. Rebecca, do you feel like it's a step back into the past for you that you're having to learn what it would have been like if you were born 150 years earlier?
In some ways, yes, but in other ways, not. I mean, I think Louisa May Alcott was really forward-thinking, and the characters, these female characters that she wrote, had a lot of modern ideas of what place that women had in that time period. So especially Jo March, who's a little bit of a tomboy, you know, has some very strong opinions of what women can do and should be doing in the world, which is a really, really a fascinating character to play. We do get to dance in hoop skirts. Oh. So that's a little fun. We did that for the first time the other night, that's different. So
thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Let's tell people that this is Little Women, of all things, opening at the Spreckles Performing Arts Center in Rohnert Park and playing, opening on November 27th, playing through December 20th. For information, box office number is 588-3400. It's open Tuesday through Saturday, noon to 5. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.